So everybody, right now I am speaking with Jake. We've been speaking for, I don't know, 20 minutes or so before we started recording, but Jake is going to be one of the first members of the 100K Club. And like I've been saying in all these videos, I'm recording these with the hopes to help to put a face to the Discord username, help everybody feel comfortable, maybe connecting with more people, forming masterminds, sharing more information, and helping their stores go to the next level. So Jake, I said this before, but again, congratulations on what you've been able to get in terms of revenue from your store for the past year. One question I've been asking everybody is, do you remember when you first started the store, maybe what you were doing before, and then what the process looked like from getting going to getting your first sale?
I would say from getting starting, there's a lot of just the minutia that you have to get set up first, and making your site that you feel comfortable sending somebody to is always a challenge. But then like we had just mentioned, it doesn't take long once you get the first couple sales to understand that you're providing enough information and you're getting it to a point where somebody's comfortable to purchase from you. And then you just kind of, you can use those people to answer their questions. And then I just kept filling in information based on the feedback from those first few people. So really, if you just get something out there, then you use those, their first customers to kind of help you decide what to improve. Yeah. And then it kind of builds on itself.
Yeah. And you were saying, like, I know you're in a technical industry, and even still, even with us, for some stuff that's not that technical that we've been selling for years, we still get questions where it's like, that's a good question. Let us find out. Let us get back to you. And then, like you just said, you take that information, you can use it in your future marketing. You can use it to update your product pages in the Q&A section. So I think that's a good message for anybody out there. Just you can learn as you go. Do you remember like how long it took you to, you said, you know, you wanted to get everything right, but how long it took you to get that first store set up and live?
Yeah. And that's a question of like, how much of a perfectionist do you want to be? I got started maybe, it was probably a couple months. I think it was May when I first launched or got just even purchased the Shopify. And then I think I had sales in May, June. So not very long, maybe 60 days.
Okay, nice.
But and that was something like you can do better or you can do quicker if you want to.
Yeah, some people do it faster. Some people, I mean, like you said, if they're perfectionists, sometimes they never launch it. So, you know, you never know. It's different for everybody. But so that was about, you said you, about a year you've had your store, right?
Right.
Okay. So over that year from building to launching to getting that first sale, is there anything that stands out to you maybe like along this year as an inflection point where maybe you changed something that led to better results or the business picking up or any big changes along that past year?
I think at the beginning, I was adding too many products. I had just, I had blasted out basically the entire product catalog or whatever I had access to. And then that just caused a bunch of small questions or small confusions, and you're wasting money on certain set advertisements or you're wasting time trying to learn about something that doesn't matter. So I think when I did that, it kind of, the 80-20 rule where you're just focuses on what you're selling and then get better at those, then you can backwards, you know, branch out. At the beginning, there was a supply chain issue that people weren't able to get these products. So I tried to, you know, help people understand where they could get them or why they couldn't get them. And that was taking up a lot of time. So some of it is just, you need to be careful with what you dedicate your time to without getting bogged down in a bunch of non-profitable details. So that was kind of it, focusing on profitability of a smaller set,
right?
But kind of over the edge.
And just so everyone listening, like, understands that, basically, are you saying what you did was remove those products from your paid spend? So did you keep them on your store and let people find them organically and then just have your budget go towards the profitable products?
Yeah, I took them out of spend and let them sit there. If they wanted to randomly stumble on them through an organic search, that's fine. Or maybe once they arrived at the site, they needed something different than what they thought. So it was still there. But yeah, a lot of that and the setup of all those things, the writing, the you know, great product descriptions and getting the pictures and everything was for something that's never going to sell is not worth your time. So it was just a matter of focusing on what drives, you know, profit. And that way you can spend more on the stuff that does work and then you get there even quicker. So yeah, I think that was a lot of it. You get caught up in the details at the very beginning. You're like, what do I name this? What should my company be? How am I going to do my taxes? How am I going to do this? And so much of it is you need to make sure that you have a product that can sell first, find those products, and then you can solve the problems on the back end while your products are selling, of which account you're going to use, or all that type of stuff. So you have a little bit of time at the beginning to just get out there, get what's working working, and then go backwards and close up your open loops.
Yeah, I love that. And it's been a recurring thing on the calls I've been on so far for this 100K club, where people are saying, you know, basically sharing their beginning stories. And almost everybody was like, yeah, you know, then I got my first sale and then I freaked out because I didn't know what to do with it. You know, like, how do I get this to my supplier? How do I get the order shipped? But like you just said, you figure these things out. It's get going, get the products in your store, get ads. And then from there, everything can be optimized over time. And also, I'll just say for everyone listening, like, I love that you didn't just remove those products from your store, because even if they don't sell and, you know, not many people find them organically, we always try to keep products on our store, even if they're not the most, you know, the most popular things in the world, or even going as far as if products are discontinued. Let's say a new version of the product comes out the next year, or it's replaced with an entirely different product from a supplier, we'll still keep those products on our stores. We won't run ads to them, obviously. We won't make them so people can buy them. But on those product pages, since they already have, you know, historical rankings in Google, since they probably still have people searching for them, we'll just then mention on those product pages, this product's no longer available. Check out products X, Y, and Z instead. And I'll just say, you know, again, Jake, thank you for taking the time to get on this call. I mentioned this before we started recording, but I've been sharing these videos with everybody in that 100K club that at the date we're recording this went live yesterday. So yeah, thank you for sharing this. And again, congratulations on what you've done so far, and looking forward to seeing how your number two goes for you. What's up, everybody? Anton Crilly here again, just hopping on to say I hope you got value and at the very least some motivation to build your own high-ticket dropshipping store with Dropship Lifestyle. If you did, be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you're not already, and please do leave a review. It means a lot and I read them all. Also, if you are a member of Dropship Lifestyle who has done over 100K in sales, you are eligible to join our 100K club for free. All you need to do is send an email to support@dropshiplifestyle.com and my team will let you know what to do. I'll post that information in this podcast description. And if for some reason you're listening and you are not yet a member of Dropship Lifestyle, I would definitely encourage you to register for a brand new free training that I am hosting at dropshipwebinar.com. Link for that will be in the description as well. And if you do want to use Shopify and get a very special deal for Dropship Lifestyle subscribers, I will also post a link to that in the description. So check that out. Thank you. I appreciate you. Stay motivated, keep working, and I will talk to you in the next episode of the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. See everybody.